At the annual DNR wolf population meeting in Wausau, mammalian ecologist Adrian Wideven listens to the reports of several dozen trackers and then tacks yellow and purple post-it notes on a large map of the state.
Each post-it note represents an individual pack that we've identified through track surveys or radio telemetry surveys or by observations from the general public.
As the map's northern half gets filled with the colored pieces of paper, Wideven says it appears the wolf population is still much higher than the agency would like.
I suspect it's going to be similar to last year, around 800-some wolves. I think it'll fall somewhere in that general area again.
Final figures won't be available for several weeks, but Wideven says that Wisconsin's wolves continue to push south.
Our most southern packs are in the south side of Fort McCoy, in the, just south of Nisida National Wildlife Refuge, and I think we may have some activity in southern part of Adams County.
And Wideven notes that this year the DNR has a new tool to bring the population down.
Where we perceive the population is too high, that's causing conflicts, hunting, trapping season will be one of the tools we'll use for managing the population.
When the state's first ever wolf season takes place this fall, those yellow and purple post-it notes may determine where hunters can and can't go. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.